Yemeni revolutionaries have held a meeting with government officials in a bid to finalize a deal on ending the country's ongoing crisis. The two sides have agreed to meet once more in the presence of UN envoy in Sana'a. The protesters are calling on the government to quit. In Bahrain, anti-regime protesters have staged rallies on the island of Sitra to express their solidarity with university students held in prison. Demonstrators praised the detainees' resistance as sacred. The protests come ahead of the start of the new school year in the Persian Gulf Kingdom. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani has held talks with his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin in Tajikistan. The two sides have discussed a host of regional and international issues, including Iran's nuclear program. Rouhani and Putin expressed support for a comprehensive nuclear deal between Tehran and the P5 countries within the agreed deadline. Shia Muslims in Pakistan have held nationwide rallies in protest against the killing of Shias in the country. The demonstrators blame provincial and federal governments for not punishing the perpetrators. At least 10 Shia doctors have been gunned down since January 2014. Officers and soldiers in an elite Israeli spying unit say they've quit spying on innocent Palestinians. Members of the Israeli intelligence unit have described the army's spying operations against Palestinians as immoral. Military advisors say the soldiers' action will result in court-martial and possible jail time. A wildfire in the U.S. state of California is blazing through the Yosemite National Park, forcing the evacuation of scores of people. The fire has already destroyed at least 700 acres of forest land and caused millions of dollars in damages. And in Chile, clashes have broken out between riot police and protesters in the capital, Santiago. Police fired water cannons and tear gas at the demonstrators there. Protesters were marking the 41st anniversary of a military coup against the leftist government of President Salvador Allende.